I love it when the Lord starts speaking in parables because you can always find something that's going to get you one way or the other. And so I ask you this evening, would you rather just be beaten lightly or heavily? But it seems like there's a beating coming one way or another, depending on which way we read the parable. We are supposed to always let God's word have its way with us. And that really is the common piece of all three of our scripture pieces this evening. Because in so many ways, we are meant to be people who are ready to go on a journey all the time. The girding of the loins, the being prepared for the journey, that tucking in your belt and getting ready to go on a journey is the common language, really, in so many ways, of all of our readings. But don't we all really rather like it better when we're settled? That's what we all want to do, you know? It's just like that whole thing about a body at rest likes to stay a body at rest, all right? And that really is us. We like it when everything goes well. Everybody likes it when they come into church. Everybody's quiet and prays quietly before Mass. Nobody bothers anybody else. Isn't that what we'd all prefer? Of course. You know, I love it when nothing disturbs my prayer. I love it when things are just quiet. It's one of the reasons why I like coming over here at sometimes at 1 o'clock in the morning. Because none of you are around to bother me. Okay? Most of the time you're all asleep. All right? Now, stay away. I'm keeping the doors locked. Okay? But we all like it when it goes our way. We all like it when it's peaceful. We all like it when it's quiet. You know? Those of you who are moms especially. Oh my gosh. I don't know. It's a real art for you to figure out how to pray. Because how do you get any quiet time? Especially when they're all little. How do you find that quiet time? I stand in amazement sometimes at your spiritual lives. Because I'd like for always everything to be peaceful all the time. I'd like for everything to be fine. I like to gather my stuff around me. I like it to be calm and quiet. And really, in some ways, you know, that's my great temptation at this point in my life, is that I keep longing for and wishing for it all to be easier. I'm longing for and wishing for it all to be a little simpler. I'm longing for and wishing for God's will to just let me be at peace and let me rest. But is that what any of the scriptures say today? And the answer is no. Resoundingly, no. We're reminded of our ancestors. And how many of them would have rather sat eating the... And it even says it at one point, oh, for the leeks and the garlics of Egypt. They'd have rather been sitting in their slavery by the Nile, eating melons and whatever they got as slaves, because they didn't want to make the journey. They didn't want to go through what they went through. But yet, what is our response as a people of faith? It was when God said, prepare to eat that Passover meal with your belt on, ready to go. Put on that girdle, gird those loins, get going. Okay? You're going to eat that Passover supper and you're going to go. You're going to go do what's next. Then what did the second reading tell us? Kind of the same thing. Remember all of your ancestors in the faith who did what God asked of them. Look at Abraham and Sarah, who went to a different place because God told them. God told them to go somewhere else and to start over again. They ate and they lived as people on the journey. Why do you think God in the parables, Jesus in the parables, is telling us to go lightly? Why do you think he's telling us to sell some of our stuff or whatever it is, because all that's symbolic anyway? Get rid of all the stuff that weighs you down, whatever it is, get rid of it so that you can move when you need to move. And how much do we have ourselves weighed down with so many things? I think about my own life. I even think about my life in ministry. You guys do know that I was happily living in St. Louis County for most of my life, with my family right across the river in Illinois. They're all still there. I didn't want to leave. Argued with God for years. And I really didn't think I could stand living in the country. I thought it was a nice place to visit, but I didn't want to live there, because I was there every weekend, and I thought weekends were good in the country. But I didn't think I wanted to live there. And then somehow God gets hold of me and says, "You're going to a place that you don't know." Well, it took me several years to argue through that. And guess who lost? Or you should say, guess who won? Well, ultimately, I guess we all won. But still, it was an argument. And God suddenly said to me, "You're going to Southern Missouri." And then I tried to talk myself into going to the place that was right next to Southern Missouri, you know, right next to where I lived, because it would be easier and I knew more people and all those things. And God still said, "No, gird your loins, you're going to Southern Missouri, because you don't know anybody down there." And so I came. And then every place I've ever been, I've never asked to leave. I've never asked to leave any place I've ever been. It's always been some bishop's idea. Some bishop has said, "I think I need to put your particular gifts and talents here at this point in time." Even when I moved to Joplin, I was happily living in Cape Girardeau. I was getting ready to build a campus ministry center. I had the next few years all plotted out. Life was good. And I still think that's my best use of my skill set, but that's a whole different issue. And God said, "You're going to Joplin." And then I think about Lamar and Carthage and Webb City and all those other things in between. And I just keep laughing at what God's done. Because again, in that one, I talked to Bishop Liebrecht back and forth. 6 times we went back and forth in this conversation. "Jay, I need you to go to St. Peter's, and I need you to do campus ministry. I need you to do..." I'm like, yeah, that's a really good idea. "Here are all the reasons why I can't go. And here are all the reasons why this isn't a good idea. Blah, blah, blah." And he'd say, yeah, I hear all that, and it's all good. That's all good thinking, but I need you to go to Joplin, and I need you to do..." Then we do the fourth, third conversation, the fourth conversation, the fifth conversation. Finally, I said, "My guess is that I'm just going to Joplin." He goes, "I'm glad you figured that out." Today, we were texting back and forth, and because it was his birthday this week, a couple days ago. I texted him, and I said, "I'm really glad we've had a chance to serve all these years in Southern Missouri." And he writes me back and he said, "Yep," he said, "it's been great. I hope we still got a few more to serve together." He said, "You really have been an asset to the diocese." And I wrote back and I said, "I used to think that. I'm not so sure anymore. But I keep thinking what my life would be like if I hadn't been ready to pick up and pack up and go." That's the spirituality that God calls us to. When God calls to pick up, to pack up, and to go. Because I know I would not have been my best through the years if I'd not been ready for whatever God was going to ask of me next. And so don't any of you freak out. We've already had assignments, and nothing is changing that I know of or anything. But what I am telling you is that I know God is saying to me, "Be ready to move when I tell you to move." And that's even if I stay here. Be ready to move when I tell you to move. Be ready to do what I tell you to do. Live like a person who's free enough to do what you need to do when I need you to do it. The scariest part is I've had no idea what any of that's going to mean next. I've barely figured out what it's meant when I look in the rearview mirror. But I am telling you that as sure as I stand here, I am convinced that that's what our scripture readings are saying to us this week. We cannot be weighed down by anything except by what God asks us to do. Therein, my friends, I believe, lies the true freedom of the happiness of serving God.